Are UFOs a danger to us? There seems to be a push going on lately to make us believe UFOs are dangerous. I have begun to see many articles claiming we have to protect ourselves from them. Could it be we don't know the entire story? I am saying, have there been a lot of UFO attacks on us which have never been reported? Luis Elizondo is the former director of programs to investigate unidentified aerial threats for the Office of the Secretary of Defense. It is said he was the person who got the Navy to release UFO videos from the Nimitz aircraft carrier incident. A few years ago, he joined the To the Stars Academy, an organization dedicated to investigating UFOs. Elizondo recently was quoted by a news organization as saying, "I think we're at the point now where we're beyond reasonable doubt that these things exist. We know they're there. We have some of the greatest technology in the world that has confirmed their existence." UFOs have been around for tens of thousands of years, and the fact was illustrated by drawings being found in caves which were dated as far back as 25,000 years ago. I think if they wanted to attack, they would have done so a long time ago. This does not mean there may be some rogue elements which may have attacked us in the past, because there are a couple of stories about UFO attacks in the Vietnam War. By and large, however, it doesn't seem like the bulk of UFOs have any interest in attacking us, and there is a good chance they want to do the opposite as referenced by their actions closing down missiles. There have been rumors which have circulated in the last 10 years which claim there are elements in the government which want to fabricate a UFO invasion so they can take what is left of our liberties away from us. At first this seems like nonsense, but those who are students of history know that during the Cuban Missile Crisis, US generals had proposed in writing to the president a false attack on Florida which would be made to look like Cuban soldiers were responsible. Can you imagine the Joint Chiefs of Staff suggesting something like this? I have to believe in today's environment it could be even more likely a UFO false flag operation could take place. How better for certain individuals to force their ideas on us by saying they need to do it because of the war on UFOs? It seems silly and almost comical to ever think we could protect ourselves from such advanced civilizations. I have always said it would be extremely easy for UFOs to destroy all of us. All they have to do is stand off in space and blow us up. If they wanted to only wipe out humans, they could send a plague our way. No, I am not talking about the coronavirus. I'm talking about one which would be 100% deadly and spread to every individual on the planet. Most of the time when we have heard about attacks by UFOs, it was because we initiated the attacks. Many countries had orders which stated if UFOs were seen they were to be shut down. There is a story about this to which states we actually were able to surprise at least one UFO and shoot it down, but the aliens retaliated by targeting some of our commercial jetliners at the time, but the causes of the crashes were covered up and we stopped shooting at the UFOs because of this retaliation. The stories which had to do with the Vietnam War were a little harder to understand. Before I recite one of the stories, I would like my readers to realize just because you might get a true story, you might not get the entire story. A UFO was following two US Army swift boats. A swift boat is a small boat which had a crew of about three or four people and was used on the rivers in Vietnam as a gunboat. It was sort of like a PT boat. It is not clear who fired the first shot. Did a swift boat fire at the UFO first? Anyway, the UFO blew one of the swift boats out of the water, killing the crew. The UFO also fired on an Australian destroyer during the war. Ironically, it was said the destroyer was hit by a shell manufactured in the United States and that the UFO somehow had captured this shell as it was fired at it and sent it into the destroyer at a later date. I know I am talking about things I wrote about in the past, but they are important to understanding what is going on. In these cases, UFOs didn't care about human life. In another case they certainly did. When the Soviets developed a radar weapon which was said could knock a UFO out of the sky, it was attacked by a UFO which was sent to destroy it. The beam passed harmlessly through a Soviet soldier and yet destroyed the facility housing the weapon. This is another reason why I believe there are more than one race piloting UFOs, and that is why they look so different from each other at times. This boils down to, are we being fed a line by people in the government who want to get more control over us by creating a false UFO scenario, and is Elizondo pushing us into believing UFOs are dangerous because he is in league with them? Quite frankly, I never heard of this man before he joined the To the Stars Academy. Now he is appearing in a lot of different places and seems to be warning us UFOs are dangerous. I can't help but think, if they were dangerous, why didn't they conquer us already? The longer they wait to conquer us, the more advanced we get in technology, the better chance we have of doing damage to them. Some people have suggested aliens are playing a wait-and-see game with us. If we get to the point where we become a serious danger to them, these people claim there would be a good chance they would destroy us. On the other hand, the same people believe if we conquer our warlike ways, aliens would welcome us with open arms into their planetary organizations. As you can see, all of this is speculation, and unless we have been secretly in contact with aliens, it is all guesswork.